How many dawns chill from his rippling rest, the seagull's wings shall dip and pivot him, shedding white rings of tumult, building high over the chained bay waters liberty.
Blow, winds, and crack your cheeks! Rage! Blow! You cataracts and hurricanoes! Spout till you have drenched our steeples! Drowned the cocks! You sulphurous and thought-executing fires! Vaunt couriers to oak-cleaving thunderbolts! Singe my white head!
Besides this barley, there was, as above, 20 or 30 stalks of rice, which I preserved with the same care, and whose use was of the same kind or to the same purpose, viz. To make me bread. There are probably 6 of them ahead of me, ugly grins, unbelievable, almost inhuman postures, and a grotesque intermingling of broken limbs, making me dig my teeth deep and hard into my clenched fist.
Als Gregor Samsa eines Morgens aus unruhigen Träumen erwachte, fand er sich in seinem Bett zu einem ungeheuren Ungeziefer verwandelt. Seine vielen, im Vergleich zu seinem sonstigen Umfang, kläglich dünne Beinen flimmerten ihm hilflos vor den Augen.
Were we even able to fill up our mess tin for later? Every one of us, and there are double rations of sausage and bread as well. That will keep us going. We haven't had a stroke of luck like this for ages. The cook sergeant, the one with the ginger hair, is actually offering to dish out food, beckoning with his serving ladle to anyone who comes near him and giving him a massive helping.
Deep in the bowels of FRPDHQ, Commissioner Cotton and D.I. Yates are flexing their investigative muscles.
D.I. Yates isn't
here. It's their mission to shine a big, bright light into the eyes of the unsuspecting and expose their innermost secrets. They strive to put right what is wrong.
Yeah.
And above all, let justice prevail.
That's right.